An important new study on blood pressure that can save lives, affecting at least 17 million Americans. ABC's Dr. Richard Besser is here, and these are dramatic findings, Rich.
Really dramatic. You know, the big question for people with high blood pressure has always been, if you're going to treat it, how low do you go? And so for people who are at high risk for heart disease, the target was always 140 or 150 for that top number. What they wanted to see here is what happens if you bring that all the way down to 120. So the researchers did a study. Half the people, they went for the current target of 140 and half down to 120. They studied 9,000 people. They were all over 50, no diabetes, and they were all at risk for high for heart disease. They had to stop the study early because there was a 25% reduction in bad outcomes like heart attack, stroke, or deaths from heart disease.
Lowering it by 20 points, medication is what led to that reduction.
Exactly.
Side effects. You know, when you talk about medication, yeah. So is the 20-point difference worth the side effects?
Well, there was a trade-off. So to get it down that low, on average, people had to be on 3 medications. To get it to the 140 level, it was 2 medications. And there was a slight increase in ER visits for a number of things. For low blood pressure, for fainting, though there was no difference in falls, and for kidney injuries. So there was a bit of a trade-off there.
So what are your recommendations?
Well, there are 17 million people who may benefit from that. That's a lot of people. Should talk to their doctor to see if the benefits outweigh the risks. But there are so many things that people can do to bring down their blood pressure without medication. So maintaining their weight, regular physical activity, making sure they're getting good sleep, keeping the salt out with those processed foods, those things could take care of some of this or make it easier to control.
All of this is encouraging. All right, Rich, thank you very much. And Dr. Besser will be taking your questions throughout the morning. You can tweet him at Dr. Richard Besser or post your questions on GMA's Facebook page.